look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, now back with Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Hey, Marty, good. I'm looking through the window of a rental car in Oregon.
Are you on your way back now? Are you driving back?
Yeah. My wife and I are just pulling into the Portland airport. We rented a van to bring all of Molly's stuff up, and then we're going to fly back in a few minutes.
Boy, what a thrill, huh? Bringing the child to college again. Isn't that fun?
Oh, geez. Yeah, it's just fantastic. She's in a really good sorority, got a good roommate. We left just feeling so good. You know, when your only child goes away, as it was last year, it's pretty heartbreaking, but we're getting used to it. She's having so much fun, so that's the only way to look at it.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, Bumgarner, another big game for him, Bruce, and the umpires were a little nervous about him once he hit LeMahieu. But a good game for him, and maybe he's got a little tweak. I don't know if we'll see the Cardinals and the Dodgers, but I think he ends on a high note. I really do, if this is it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if it's something, you know, if it's an oblique, you got to leave that alone, even though there's not much left in the season. But, you know, the Giants are going to have to pitch next year. They're always going to have to pitch. And, of course, you know, everybody's going to have to pitch, but especially the Giants. They're not going to come back with a power-laden lineup next year. When you think about Bumgarner anchoring a staff with Rodriguez and Suarez and Stratton, you know, there's a lot of hope there.
Bumgarner, of course, comes out of the game last night, and the Giants end up winning the game, and then the Rockies fall into second place behind the Dodgers by a half game. It's frustrating that the Giants have now sort of greased the roadways here for the Dodgers into first place, but you're in a situation here where you just got to go try to win every game and then maybe give yourself a chance to eliminate the Dodgers the last weekend of the season.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. There was something about that game yesterday, you know, 17-4 or whatever it was. Puig goes deep three times, and
yeah.
It seems like maybe they're not going to let that go. That they're going to just go ahead and win the division. But if it's close, you know, that there's been an awful lot of great Giants Dodgers series where one team or the other was out of it, but they knocked the other team out of it. So that could be a real big finish.
Oh, I love it. Come on, I'm counting on it that we have that stretch. Bruce, I talked about Josh Hader on the show today. He's got 100 more strikeouts than hits given up, which is incredible.
Unbelievable.
It's only happened a couple of times. And he's going to break John Hiller's record. Remember John Hiller, the lefty?
Oh, yeah, the Tigers. Yeah, great believer.
Yeah, he struck out 134. Hader is at 130 going into yesterday. He's going to break that record. What a weapon this guy could be in the playoffs, assuming the Brewers get into this, which they've got a pretty darn good chance of getting in.
Yeah, you know, the relievers are so big now. And this is a guy that come in for two innings. He might even see him for three if it comes down to a winner-take-all or winner-go-home game. He's throwing like 288 miles an hour from the left side. You know, how'd you like to bat lefty against this guy? It's reminiscent of John Kruk against Randy Johnson. Yeah. Like, what do you do with that stuff?
Well, the question is, when do you bring him in?
Well, yeah, bring him in after the first out.
No, really, seriously, before you can't let the game get away.
No, that's right. You can't. And, you know, who knows if it's right down to it and he's had a day of rest, he might pull a Bumgarner and go five.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting part of the playoffs. I like the Josh Hader story. I like that. The other one is Joey Gallo. Will he have more home runs than singles? How about that?
Yeah, that's modern day ball at its best, worst, one of those. He's a guy, you know, so many guys, you know, they go for the launch angle and it costs them in a lot of cases because they're just not hitting smart. But this is a guy, you just got to let him do that because when he does launch one, he could get only like half of it and it's still going out of the park. And when he does get it all, it's really a sight to see. So, and you know, the Rangers aren't going anywhere, but you fantasize about a guy like that with the Giants, just strictly from the power angle. But, you know, he puts on a show. There's no doubt about that.
Well, it's a fun time of year for this stuff because, you know, you look at the notes and we start to round out the season. You see things that could happen in these final weeks, things that didn't happen. One that comes to mind is yesterday, the kid Juan Soto up in Washington. He's got 20 home runs, 19 years old. He stole three bases in a game. He passes Ricky Henderson as the youngest guy to ever do that. How about
really?
That?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, this guy, I tell you, from the moment everyone saw him, He only came up because they had injuries. He wasn't on schedule to play for the Nationals for until next year at least. And all of a sudden he comes and he's just immediately ready. You know, he speaks great English. He went out of his way to learn that language, you know, as early as he could. He's not an all-power guy. He's a smart hitter. He goes the opposite way. He can run. He's a high-character guy. I mean, for me, the rookie of the year race was over about a week after watching that guy.
Yeah.
And, it's been a real savior for the Nationals because so much of their season has gone wrong.
Well, part of that note, too, that's a little bonkers to me is there's three guys in history who have had 20 homers before their 20th birthday. It's Bryce Harper, it's Juan Soto, and it's Tony C. And you figure two of those guys are Nationals, and Mike Rizzo's responsible for calling both of them up.
That is amazing. And, you know, they're talking about Soto having the greatest teenage year since Mel Ott.
That's insane. It's bonkers that this is happening now, 2018.
Plus, he hits lefties.
Up.
You know, lefties are not a problem for the guy.
No. I'd love to see Josh Hader facing him with a lot on the line. That would be the ultimate matchup, but I don't think that's going to happen, but sometime it will.
Well, getting back to the Giants just a little bit, you got to get that young core, because we're talking about teams with young cores, and the Giants were like that at one point. They've got to get back to that, and it may take them a little while to do it, but that, I think, is the key to getting them back into a serious competitive mode. Now, with that being said, their pitching, Bruce, from June 1st on, is the best in Major League Baseball, and I just can't underestimate that or overestimate it. It's just so important that they've been able to do that.
And it feels that way, too. Sometimes you get surprised by a number, but, you know, they give you a good outing just about every time out, right down to Derek Holland. And when you think about what they've done without Cueto and Samardzija, and, you know, with Melanson only now really showing up the way he can, they got to hang something, you know, on their hat for next year. That's definitely one of them. And, you know, the young core, you know, it's not like, you know, when they had Belt and Crawford and Posey and those guys, where they looked so good at all those positions. But the pitching staff is a start. And, I see it continuing. I don't see anything about any of those three young guys that would lead you to believe that, you know, they're going to get found out and discovered and bomb out of the big.
Talking to Bruce Jenkins here, we're hearing there could be a big change this offseason just based on how the last 2 years have gone. John Shea had the piece in the paper the other day about Bochy's future with the team. Just what are your thoughts on Bruce Bochy and the 1 year left on the deal and where they go from here?
Well, that's really interesting. You know, I would never write that it's time to replace him. He's too accomplished. Mm-hmm. He's done too many things. He deserves to make that call on his own. He sounds like he's enthusiastic about continuing. You know, but a part of me wonders if he did step aside or if they replaced him, you know, what would that lead to? Would a fresh voice make a huge difference? I mean, there's a little bit of me that's curious about that. And I don't know how the locker room really is, whether he's lost the guys at all or whether they still completely believe in him. But, you know, when a guy's won three titles and brought so much joy to the Bay Area and was so masterful in doing so, I mean, I would never say we got to get rid of him. That would never happen for me.
Well, I think when the new core is here, when the new young players and the new level has happened, then I think it's time. But if you're going to come back with very similar players next year and developing what he had this year, I think it makes sense to have him next year. I just don't see any way. Why not?
No, exactly. And, you know, when the day comes, you know, you wonder, I'd hate to see a retread come in here. I'd like to see a young guy who's kind of untested, maybe not as radical as Gabe Kapler, but in terms of his analytical bent, and he does things that are kind of crazy at times, but look where the Phillies are. But somebody like that, you know, somebody right. who's got just a ton of energy and is a modern-type thinker, in tune with the way the game's being played at the time, and that would be interesting. But, well, yeah, I agree. I think it's a couple years down the road.
Maybe a David Bell?
They love him.
Maybe?
They love David Bell. I just don't know what role he's going to have in the organization, but I know they love him.
He's here.
He's here. You know, Dusty Baker's there. I'm sure he's really sensitive about, you know, stepping in for Bochy if that was even going to be in play, as if he was trying to undermine him, which Dusty would never do. But, you know, Dusty will be, you know, he'll be 70-plus when this happens, so I don't know if that's what they would want to do or whether he would want to do it. He's enjoying his life in retirement, so I think more than he thought he would. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Probably nothing imminent, though, there.
I agree with you. Bruce, Sherman. What's first name again?
Joel Sherman,
New York Post.
Joel Sherman,
wrote the article yesterday about how we've gotten away from our round numbers that we love to see at the end of a year. Will a guy get 20 wins, 30 homers, hit 300? We're into the metrics. Will he have a 5.2 WAR? Will his FIP-X be under 300?
What's his VORP?
And we have no idea what he's talking about. I think it's a legitimate article. I think baseball fans are being cheated a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm driving a Pecoda, if that helped. That's one of my favorites.
87%, you'll get there.
It was almost an Acura, but I went for the Pecoda with the side of VORP, and, I'm going to hawk a loogie here if I keep it up. But the thing about it is that the old-time stats are not worthless. There's still a lot to be said for 100 runs scored and 100 RBIs, 20 wins, 300. Those things are always going to mean something, and I hate to see people demean them. But the new stats were way more detailed, and they're welcome as well. I've never been a big fan of WAR because you have at least two different versions. I've heard people like Bill James and Tom Verducci and Thomas Boswell just dismiss it out of hand. So there's got to be a balance. The thing you have to pay attention to is the radio and TV guys. Kruko and Kuiper know, and John Miller, they've all told me this, Korak, Vince Catronio, the audience isn't ready for a torrent of BIP and VORP because they're not that familiar with it. They'd rather hear homers and RBIs and wins and ERA. So there's definitely a place for both, but you have to be careful that there's an overload.
Yeah, and it's just fun going down to the last day to see will someone hit 300? Will they get
300? Yeah. 300, come on, that's a huge thing. If you hit 299, you're bumped the entire winter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really, if you have an ERA of 3.02, you're going, geez, if I just could have gotten that down. It makes a difference. It makes a difference in your contract negotiations and just for your peace of mind.
Yep. So Joel hit it. I thought he hit it pretty well. Well, have a great trip back,
Bruce.
Yeah,
I haven't read that yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You'll love it, and I know you'll comment on it on your column as well. It's very well written and a good point.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, have a safe trip back, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Great. Thanks, good guy.
All right. Bruce. Thanks, Bruce. Boy, coming back from Oregon.